tonight I'd like to give gratitude for, first, the beautiful readings on the power of love. It always is so good to hear about love. Brigham Young, in his 1937, does put it simply, first, last, and always, the great need is love. And how wonderful to read in the lesson this week that Jesus' own humble prayers were deep and conscientious protests of truth, of man's likeness to God and man's unity with truth and love. I've learned that to keep a consciousness of love, to know that God is near, love is near, and to have that persistently really helps me think kindly with tenderness about myself, about others. And I find that in that state of mind, ideas come to cheer, to uplift. And I also find that it makes me more awake to identify more quickly the lies that come. And often the statements of truth that destroy the lies also come. I am so grateful for all that I'm learning in Christian Science. Some time ago, I read in an earlier worker's work, some of her writings, to remember the moment I wake up in the morning and during the day and before I sleep, that right here, love is loving to love. Love is knowing its own loveliness, its own fulfillment, its own perfection, its own bliss, its own affection, own design, its own glory. Nothing else is present or has power. This has been very helpful for me because with that kind of thinking, it helped me to keep the unity that I have with the Father and everyone else has with the Father in mind. And it brings much security and peace. Thank you so much for everybody's testimony, and thanks for the service.